Okay, so let me do a podcast for Spreaker. All this stuff I've already spent 10 years revealing on YouTube, and I pretty much deleted my account. They didn't do it, but I did it, I think. Because I said, when I uploaded that last video, I said, they'll probably shut me down for this one, but I don't really care, because I was just tired of it. I was tired of them censoring me, you know? And me having to watch what I say. I don't believe in that. Have to care, worry about what you're going to say, because it's going to upset the Freemasons, you know. So anyway, I'm going to title this MA versus MAE. Ma versus May, MAE. So the Ma goes back to water and blood. So you're a water and blood creature. 70% water and blood. Not including the clay, you know, the bones and the clay from the earth. And so what's the Ma? The M is water, A is blood, so it's the Ma. So when the baby comes out, the baby says Ma. Doesn't matter which country you go in, they all say Ma. China, France. If you really want to decode this reality, start asking questions. Why are all the stoplights red? Why do all the babies say mama, ma? Why do you have it in the Chinese language, they'll end a word with ma, even though it doesn't need to be there? There's a prank channel where they call people ma, and it doesn't matter if it's a kid, a boy, a girl, her children, her husband, they call each other Ma, or Arabic or something like that. I don't know why they do it, but it's the Ma creature. So everybody is a Ma creature who's not born again. Water and blood. You came out of the womb, the mother, the matrix, the Ma, the machine, the material realm. So what's the goal? The goal is to go from MA creature to MAE creature. And how do you move from the Ma creature to the MAE creature? The May. I don't know why it sounds like that. It's all related. And I guess the word May, M-A-Y, Y is an upright letter. The letter Y is the letter U on a pole. U goes back to E-W-E. U, ooh, flesh creature. The Ma creature is a ooh. Your flesh mind is yucky, ooh. So the U on the pole is a Y. So the May creature versus the Ma creature. So you move from Ma to May, M-A-E, M-A-Y, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, the reason the E and the Y are related is because if you look at the word Y-E, ye, it's upright. You go from a U to a Y through the pole or the post, and Jesus on the snake on the cross, the snake on the pole. And so E is spirit, so the letter E is spirit. Ye, Y-E, ye. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked. M-A to M-A-E. M-A versus M-A-E. So the Ma creatures are the water, blood. The May or M-A-E creatures are the water, blood, and spirit. And you see, there's three that bear witness in heaven. Father, Son, Spirit. There's three that bear witness on earth. The water, the blood, and the spirit. That's in, I don't know if that's in 1 John, 2 John, or 3 John. But it's in one of those. It's probably in 1 John chapter 5 or somewhere in there. So there's three that bear witness on earth. The water, the blood, and the spirit. Now when I was decoding, I was able to decode because the Holy Spirit showed me that the same words that they speak in heaven are the same words they speak down here. Because when John the Revelator went up to heaven, he was speaking, I guess he was speaking Greek or Hebrew or something, I don't know. But he was speaking the language that the angels understood, and he understood them. They were speaking a language. And so I realized that if you want to decode the heavenly realm, HEA, Higher Education Academy, if you want to decode the heavenly realm where the saints are right now, use the words, because Jesus is the word. The word is going to apply at every realm. That's why sound is important. Sound can penetrate water. Sound can penetrate walls. Sound can penetrate pretty much anything. And so words are penetrating every realm. And actually, words are what you're swimming in. You're swimming in the ether of the word. The words that I speak, they're spirit and life, Jesus said. So words are spirit. Your thoughts are spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So words are important. The warfare is words. So I was able to use words to decode this reality. And then I was able to use phonics, and I was able to use cognates, and I was able to use combination of words. So the Ma is a M and an A combination. The MAE is a three-letter combination. Each letter means something. And then when you combine letters together, they mean something. So the M-A represents the flesh creature. The material realm, matter. Ma. Materialism. Mammon. The M-A creature represents the flesh mind, the horizontal plane, the whore. Flesh mind, the Ma-Sheen, the Ma, the AI program, it represents Cain, the old Adam, it represents the old Adam, A-D-A-M, A-M creatures, M-A creatures. If you see it, you see a lot of women with the name Alma, Maria, Marla. You see a lot of women with the M-A in her name. Anyway, the machine is the birthing machine, the material realm, the matter. What's the issue behind the matter? The blood flow, matter itself. God is using this clay material realm to birth in spirit creatures. So you're moving from the Ma, the old Adam, to the new Adam. The Ma creature, the flesh mind, to the spirit mind. And so you move from the M-A to the M-A-E. And so as you move from Ma to M-A-E, what's happening? God is having to cut stuff out of your heart, your mind, your life that's nothing but the worldly wisdom, the flesh, the old Adam, the greed, the selfishness, the independence from him. He's cutting out things in your life that you worshiped above him, that you put above him. God is using the system to cut out the old flesh mind. He's cutting you and he's turning you to bring you back into union with himself through Jesus. 33. Union is 33. That's why you see 33 everywhere on the news and TV and articles. It's everywhere. It's right in front of you right now. As I'm speaking, the number 33, which represents union and unity, is right in front of you. And also the PA is right in front of you. PA patterns. Everything, the whole truth's right in front of you right now. Everything that I'm saying is right in front of you through these objects that are hitting your eye gate, your ear gate, and so forth. And so God is cutting you and turning you from the flesh mind, the Ma creature, to bring you back into union with God through Christ. Because Jesus says, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. So everything that you're looking at is a derivative from the eternal. So you're eating and drinking of Christ in everything that you do. So he's bringing you back to union with himself through Jesus, that you might flow. And what is the flow? To follow an ordered line. Take the word follow, do the anagram, you'll see flow, ordered list. to get you to flow in series after Christ, following after Jesus. So you're moving from the Ma creature to the M-A-E creature to flow or follow after Jesus to walk in the Spirit. And so when you learn to move away from blue letter law, the flesh mind is under law, under the blue sky, which is law. So you're moving from the Ma creature to the Spirit creature, the M-A-E creature. And so you're learning to walk in the Spirit, and you're above the law. You're not under the law. You're seated in the heavenlies above this blue letter law sky that we're under, because blue always represents the law. That's why the police have the blue lights. And so the Spirit walk is not legalism. It's not rules. It's not levels. It's not trying to rise up through some kind of effort, because it was finished before the foundation world. You rest in Jesus now, because you're already seated in the heavens, because you got born again from above. And you moved from a Ma creature to a M-A-E creature. Yes, you still have water, you still have blood, but you also have the Spirit. And so the Spirit is higher than the natural, right? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So the Spirit is way higher than the natural. So you're walking around as sons of God, daughters of God, in this material realm, and you can actually have the power to overcome, because the Spirit in you is way higher than the natural. And if you see past the 3D, perchance, an angel or the Holy Spirit or the Shekinah glory or whatever, it'll knock you down. Because it's so powerful, it'll just knock you down. This is why Wile E. Coyote's always chasing Roadrunner, because the flesh creature always has to persecute the spirit creature, because you are extraterrestrial now, but you also have terrestrial body, the water and the blood, till you get your new body. But my point is, the Ma creature is not where you want to be. You want to move to the spiritual creature that's walking around in this body ship that's a temporary body. And so you start to flow with the Spirit instead of resisting and being against the spirits, because all the Ma creatures, the unsaved people, man, woman, child, whoever's unsaved, they're against the universe is against them, and they're against the universe. Now there is an age of accountability with a child. We know that. It's probably what, 14, something like that. But there is an age of accountability. But everybody else who knows they made the wrong choice and they fell into sin and they chose to sin and they saw the Ten Commandments and admit that they're a sinner, everybody else who's a Ma creature is against the universe, and the universe is against them because they're not in the flow. And the flow actually represents the blood flow, because everything is the blood flow. The currency must flow through the banks. I mean, the bankers, and the current must flow through the banks. Your blood must flow through your body for life. Life is in the blood. There has to be a flow. The woman has to have the blood flow to have a birthing. So the reason there's a flow is to birth you to your new state. Moment by moment, you're being changed from glory to glory, the Bible says. You're being birthed in your new identity. So God is cutting out the Ma creature and the dependence on the Ma creatures, so that you depend on Him and you become a M-A-E creatures instead of just an M-A creature. And so that's why the Ma creatures pretty much want to kill you, because you're extraterrestrial, because you have the Spirit of God, and God is not of the terrestrial. God is a spirit. And so when God made Jesus, He's the image of the Godhead bodily. So when you see Jesus, you see that God the Father in bodily form. But God is a spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27, the Holy Spirit is a spirit. Jesus is a spirit being, but He came down here in 3D to teach and to guide and to show you the way. And He is the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. He is the way, the truth, the life. So it's all spiritual. And so all these objects that you have around you, they're solid. Why are they solid? Because they have their identity. They're whole. S-O-L means whole. ID is identity. They're whole. And so when you become solid in your identity, you're stable, you're immovable, you have the truth, you have sound doctrine. And notice I said sound doctrine, and I talked about sounds can penetrate every realm. The sound of truth, rightly divided, goes down into the depths of your heart and can fathom everything. God's word is more powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. So that tells you it's holographic right there. That verse tells you that everything is a type and a shadow and a truth that can be rightly divided. And so if it's true in the spirit realm, if it's true in the 5D realm, the spirit realm, if it's true on that 2D book, it's also true in the 3D. So that's why the truth is encoded in your body language, in your phonics, in your words, in the clothes you wear, the way you carry yourself, body language, automobiles that you drive. The truth is encoded because it's a story, and it's a story that God has written, and it penetrates every dimension. Your heart, your mind, your soul, everything. You're walking around as a character. The film on your eye is like a movie film. You're looking through a film. You're in a series. You're in a script. You are walking in a 3D movie script of your life, and people around you are coming in and out of that script. And it has to do with your calling and your destiny, and these things are happening around you to pull you to your destiny, pull you to your calling, and that's what's happening. You're being cut, you're being turned from the Ma creature, which is the flesh mind, to the MAE creature, which is the spirit mind, the water, blood, spirit. That's it. That's what's happening. I did a bunch of videos on this a long time ago, but I'm hoping to explain things a little bit better now, because it's 10 years down the road and I'm able to speak it more accurate, you know.